This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest. Nitesh Sinha is the CEO and founder of Sacumen, S-A-C-U-M-E-N.com. This is one of the most amazing cybersecurity ecosystem companies in the world. And Nitesh is here to make positive contributions to the world, and he's done it with 2,750 security connectors we're going to talk a little bit about today. Nitesh, welcome to the hot seat.
I'm glad to be on the show, Gary. Lovely to meet you.
So you have taken a unique approach to cybersecurity. You're writing the connectors that the security companies need to be better integrated, to create more automation, and you provide source code to these connectors?
Yeah, that's correct, Gary. So if you look at any of the IPaaS platforms which are out there, is we looked at all the key pain points, what the cybersecurity product company would have, right? So one of the biggest thing is if they engage any of these IPaaS platforms, right, is, I call it as their destiny is not in their hands, because the biggest problem is what if that platform what you're using is, right, get acquired by a competitor or it goes out of business, right? So your entire integration story is tied to that one vendor. So the biggest problem is in terms of how do I get the control back, is right? So that is where is the USP for our platform, Sacumen, is that when we ship the connectors to our customers, we also give them the source code to the connector. That brings the other ability to be able to customize, to whatever their requirements would be, right? And that becomes a big USP for them, because whatever said and done is any of these IPaaS platforms would have a certain limitation of how much customization you can do. But I think our customers have all varied requirements based on their business use cases. They may want to apply filtering, correlation at the connector level when they're processing the data, right? And that is where having, access to the source code and be able to customize it is a very critical piece. And for someone who has now, crossed 9 years in experience, right, on working on connectors, building more than, 2,700 plus connectors, having a partnership ecosystem of 450 plus product companies, right, is a big value add what we provide. So it's not just the development ability or having a platform to do it, but the ability to be able to figure out access to these target system, be that partner to support and maintain these connectors, right, is once it's in the production, is a very critical piece what we solve for them. So it's not just the one piece of development, but that entire life cycle, what a cybersecurity product company would expect, right, is to have a partner is what we offer. And I call it as any of the connected development, Gary, I call it as a necessary evil for them, right? So it's not their core IP, but they still need to do it to make their product sellable and usable, right? And it's a very simple choice for them is, do they want their, the key guys to focus on their core IP development, or they would want to focus on this important piece as well, but it may not be the right utilization there. And that's why a specialized partner like us, who work only with cybersecurity product companies, play a very critical part in this space. Right?
So let's say I've got the world's greatest new ransomware endpoint technology to detect and block ransomware, but sometimes it gets through and now my machine has been encrypted and locked up, and all I want is a restore. And some backup company hears about this great ransomware endpoint technology, and they want to integrate with it and make it easy to do backup and restore based on, somebody just got ransomed. They could call on you, and you would have a connector put together, and they could deploy it within days, weeks, months, years. How long does it take?
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, if you look at any time when a server or a system get compromised, right, the biggest thing, people think about is not really the machine, right? It's about the data. And, one is when you have this, this whole integration built out, right, where you have these different products in different spaces all integrated, it gives you a very powerful solution that it gives you an ability to detect in advance if there is a malware which has, let's say, infected a device, right, or a ransomware that has got infected a device, right, and be able to automatically back up data, be able to do specific actions, around, let's say, quarantine the device, isolating the part of the network which that device would have access to, right? Many of the other things, just on one-click solution, right? Many places, it's a very automated solution, and that is definitely possible to connect us. So absolutely, right, is across these 2,700 plus connectors, what we have built, right? It is across these different categories of SIM, so threat intelligence, ticketing system, EDR platforms, NDR platforms, DevOps platform, all of that, right? Is there's a complete experience there to shape up those connectors as per the requirement there.
That's amazing. And again, how quickly can we deploy, get a hold of you guys, get the connector development up and running, get the source code, get the testing going? Is it a couple weeks? Is it a month? How long does it typically take to get the connector, to review the source code, to deploy it? And do you have any way to speed up testing?
Yes. So Gary, if you go in the conventional manner where if you engage any of the other services company, right, who would sort of provide engineering services, a typical connector development would take around, let's say, 4 to 5 weeks very easily. With our platform, we are able to ship enterprise scale ready connectors, right, in less than 2 weeks for, let's say, an integration up to 10 REST endpoint of the source system with which, you know, you are building the connector for, right? And that includes a complete analysis, development, all testing. It's completely load tested, everything done, so that it gives the ability to our customers that, you know, they can straight away deploy it in their production environment and, you know, start to meet the customer requirement, right? And I think the other part is the whole predictability, because many of the cybersecurity product companies, you know, they struggle in terms of committing to their customers and when would the next integration would be coming. And if you look at it, Gary, you have been in this space for so long, right? Is for many of the products which are there is, if you don't have integrations, you know, it's a lifeline of your product, right? Is let's say a privacy product, if you don't have data from the different source system, right, is what, you cannot figure out where your privacy violations are happening, right? So many places, it's a lifeline of the product, which is a critical piece. And for us, right, is we play a very critical piece on it. So definitely the whole development, everything shipped in less than 2 weeks, and a complete automation testing through our platform called Autonix comes into the picture, which can do the continuous monitoring of the connectors there. It can do a payload check, it can do a load testing of the connectors, it can do a data loss check. All of that is all automated there, you know, when the development is going on. So that's how it works, Gary.
Now, developers in the US, many of them live on the West Coast, and they have to be paid a ton of money just to cover, you know, a two-bedroom apartment now. It's probably $1 million. So the cost, you know, and VCs in today's economy, when they put the money into these startups in early stage and some of the growth stage cybersecurity vendors, they want them integrated in the ecosphere because they hear, you know, this CISO or that CISO wants to buy the solution, but it's not integrated with their EDR or their SOAR or their SIEM or SIM or whatever. And the cost of the developers and finding developers is so hard. Is this like 1/10 the cost, 1/5 the cost? It sounds like it's very cost effective because you've written so many connectors already.
Yes, Gary. And I think is if you look at this whole connector requirement space itself, right, it is not just a development piece of it, but there's a whole piece of support and maintenance which comes into the picture there. So any of the developers who are out there, right, is they would always have a limitation in terms of how much system they can know about, right? So think of it. Many places, let's say you may hire a team of Python developers, but let's say you have a set of systems which you need a different tech stack. It could be TypeScript, it could be Java. Now what do? Do you go ahead and, you know, hire those temporary people and try to build connectors? Maybe not, right? Is you may want to build a certified apps which are there in the marketplace of these OEMs. What do there? So it's much beyond just a development piece where, you know, a single person will be able to handle all requirements and obviously understanding of the system, the potential challenges that may come up, Gary, right? So one critical piece where many of the product companies will have a struggle is in terms of understanding the certification cycle of these connectors. So if you have to get the connector certified, right, by the OEM, you need to understand what does it take, what documentation you need, what are the, you know, the prerequisite you need to have all done, all of that, right? And that, you know, if you try to do it, you know, system by system, you'll understand how painful it is, right? Sometimes it takes months and months to get the connector certified. And I think for a specialized player like us, who have built so many of these connectors, there's a very deep know-how of what it takes to build certified connectors, how to build those connector to scale, right? Is how do you ensure that you are not making the mistakes which any of these the new players may come into, right? Because when you build connector, there are a lot of the other key considerations in terms of how do you ensure that there is no duplication of data? How do you ensure that if the connector is crashing, right? How do you recover from that? There are a lot of these other aspects which is very critical when you are building these connectors in that way, Gary, right? And that's where a partner like us comes into picture there. So in terms of the cost, definitely I think is, right, is with the platform, as I said, it becomes much more stabilized, predictable in that way, right? And the cost definitely, if you look at it, goes to less, you know, almost to a 20% of a typical cost what people will end up paying there.
And you brought up a great point, the maintenance and support of connectors to make sure they're still working properly with new revs of the systems they're integrated with. That's a lot of work and a lot of overhead if the developers don't have those skills or knowledge, and you're keeping up with that for thousands of connectors on hundreds of amazing platforms. That's incredible. Let's say I'm an MSP and I want to become an MSSP. And you know, I hire a team and I start buying security products and I notice they're not integrated quickly and my incident response is too slow. Would I call you up and say, hey, give me some connector code? You know, I need to get things integrated, moving faster. And some of them are talking about raising money for leveraging AI machine learning to speed up their ability to offer services, MDR, XDR managed services. What are your thoughts about that to speed up the MSPs becoming MSSPs and integration with AI and machine learning?
So Gary, I think in terms of connectors, right, one critical piece or a problem which comes up for any of these companies is access to these source system with which you are building connectors for, right? So it is not just during the development. Now think of it, right? Your connector is, you know, getting used by your customers and you run into some production issue. Now, the next thing you want is if you have to fix it, you may still want to have access to the source system for which you build a connector. So that's why I said, right, is we do run, have our own labs where we run these, you know, the platforms, right, is the different source systems, you know, which are there as part of our offering so that, you know, it, you know, customers don't need to worry, if I get an issue, will I have access to the source system? So that is something is a critical piece. One is, of course, a partnership ecosystem we have of 450 plus product companies there. But be able to host it and run it for you to ensure that the availability is never a problem is a very critical piece, Gary, what we solve for them. So support and maintenance is possibly even more critical at times just than just the development, because that is where once your customer starts to use and, you know, they come back and tell you, oh, by the way, that, you know, I don't see a data for the last 15 days. And you are absolutely curious what happened, because maybe, you know, the API of the source system with which you integrated the version chain, and you were not even notified of that. But if you had a partner like us, right, you have the automated platforms, right, is we'll be able to detect it, we'll be able to, you know, automatically, you know, update the connector and be able to roll out there. So that, I think, is a very critical piece, what we bring to the table. To the other part, Gary, is, see, there was a lot of, obviously, there's a lot of hype around AI, how it will play a part. And absolutely, it is playing a fantastic role in the cybersecurity space. But I think there is a set of thing in terms of, obviously, AI being AI, the output is at times is not predictable, right? So what happens is you may build a certain version of the connectors and the next time you try to build it and all that, at times we have still seen a lot of variations when it comes to connector development. So it could be an initial start where, yes, rather than starting from ground zero, you may have a 30-40% of the code build up, right? But you still need the human intelligence to sort of shape it up in a way that which is enterprise scale ready, right? Is to be able to do the automation testing, all of that in that way. So I think it's a nice mix of AI definitely giving a head start, but then the human capabilities will stay a part in terms of analysis to do the customized work, you know, based on what the customers are looking for, right? Is that's how I look at least for the next 2-3 years on how things will go in this industry.
That's a great point. And one of the things with the large language models and AI is they call it hallucination. The AI wants to please its master, so it will answer a question, even if it doesn't have the truthful answer, just to make them happy. And that would be horrible if it were running your seam, sim, or SOAR. So we still need our people and integration with all these platforms, automation integration. The fact that you've already done the testing, you're already up to date on all the platforms. It's phenomenal. Where are we going?
Gary, I think... you know, you remember that there was a famous dialect from the James Bond movie, right? Is, you know, where James Bond sort of tells, you know, the person who sort of manufactures the guns and all that once. I think, what did they call it? But yeah, I think he was a young guy and said, oh, technology would do everything, right? And then someone has to pull the trigger, right? I think to the part, yes, technology is fantastic. AI will play a part, but someone still needs to do that, the other pieces for sure, right? Is where it brings predictability that, you know, to ensure that, yes, it will work indeed the way it works there.
That's wonderful. So you've got the team that really knows how to build these connectors, keep them up and running and integrated well. And now with AutoNXT, no code automation for testing the connectors, that'll really speed up deployment for your clients.
Yes, because the biggest thing is, I'll start to talk, right? So let's say you have built a connector and you have rolled out in the system, right? The typical pain points, Gary, what our customers told us, right? First thing is, what if the version of the API got changed of the source system, right? How do I address that? What if the schema got changed with which against I build up, right? Or what if there were new fields that got introduced in the payload, which was coming as a response, right, is against with which I built up, right? These are the things which you will not know. And ultimately, you may have a customer will come and you may be a very critical customer, right? Saying that, oh, I have not received the data. And you may have a, you know, a unsatisfied customer that way, right? So I think that is where AutoNXT comes into the picture to completely do automation testing in real time as per your requirement, to be able to detect those exceptions and be able to send the notification reports in whatever format you need, right? And be able to solve that. To be able to do a continuous load testing on your connectors, to be able to mimic, have a mock server capability to, you know, to mock the responses of these source systems. All of that is definitely possible through the AutoNXT platform. And definitely the data loss check, what I talked about, right? Because ultimately, let's say the whole purpose of connectors at times is if you're just getting the data in, how do you ensure that whatever data you got in, right? After processing, mapping, correlation, what it did, right? Those many records actually reach, right? And if it is not reaching, someone has to monitor and tell you that. That level of automation is achievable through the AutoNXT platform. So yes, as I said, it's a world-only platform. At this point of time, at least, you know, it does very, very specific automation testing for connectors.
That's fantastic. And, you know, I've played with tools like Zapier, and they break. They break all the time. You think you have some automation working, but you had to map properly and they've changed the API and they didn't tell you. So things break all the time. It's something you can't risk in cybersecurity at all. So Nitesh, this is an amazing interview. Great hot seat. I'm really thrilled to have you on it because people need, I mean, there's so many developers that can't finish the job without you, especially cybersecurity companies. So is there anything we haven't covered that you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners, including the development community?
I think is the whole thing which really differentiates our company, Gary, compared to any other player is our focus. Right, is right from day one, we have worked only with cybersecurity product companies. You know, we have never sort of ventured to, you know, to go beyond the, you know, the other opportunities which may pop up, right, to work with enterprise customers. And I always say, right, the success of an entrepreneur always lies more in the ability to say no to things rather than say yes to things. But there's always a temptation. But I think that focus has helped us in our exponential growth over a period of time. We are a known player in the cybersecurity space, being very focused, you know, to solve specific problems for our customers. And when customers engage with us, they know they are working with a specialist, not as a generalist, you know, who may. And almost every services company would offer, let's say, integration service, right? But someone who has a capability over the period of years to build so many connectors, the partnership ecosystem, and obviously having these leading platforms, right, is which gives you the ability to have the source code of the connector, be able to customize it and adapt to their requirements, and we have a complete automated solution for connectors, is a big value add what we are offering there, right? So I think for anyone who is looking to work with us, you are engaging with someone who is specialist in this space and who work only with cybersecurity product company. That's all I wanted to highlight.
That is great. Nitesh Sinha is the CEO and founder of Sacumen, founded sacumen.com. We learned a lot today about automation and integration and how quickly you can do it with SacuNXT and AutoNXT. two platforms developed by an amazing company to get you one step ahead of the latest threat, get your development done more quickly, get your integration rolling, so your customers will be much happier and you'll be safer with Sacumen.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.